Throughout the United States, numerous farmers and ranchers spend countless hours in the fields tending to their crops and livestock. One Central Ohio FFA chapter saw a need in their community and decided to give back to those farmers. The Missinawa Valley in the CTC FFA chapter in Ohio took on a new project called Meals on Wheels. Give us a little explanation on what that project is.
Our farmers in our community donate a lot and give a lot to our community, so we wanted to give back, and we made 100 meals and drove around to give them food for helping our chapter out.
How exactly did this project come about? Where did the idea come from, and what process went into conducting such an operation?
During our spring officer retreat, our officers decided that we wanted to kind of mix up our activities and do some new things to maybe get recognized as a national chapter. And by doing this, we said we wanted to give back since our community gives us so much. So during harvest seasons and planting seasons, we decided we wanted to bring the farmers meals to show them how much we appreciate them.
Now, with the farmers throughout your community, was this something expected, or did you just show up in the field and say, hey, here's some food? Tell me a little bit about that process.
We just showed up in the fields one day, and we picked two dates to do it. So we just told our officers what dates we was going to do it, and chose a day, and we just delivered the food, and some people were really happy about it. Others didn't quite know what to say, but I think it was a good turnout.
Sounds like a really neat opportunity and a way to give back to your community. Now, obviously, with many of these projects, a lot of them are looking for future outcomes. So what's the future look for the Meals on Wheels for the Missinawa Valley FFA in Ohio?
Because we had so much success with this first time, it was the first time we've ever done it, we sent out approximately 80 meals out of 100. So we decided we want to continue it this spring during planting season and hope it goes as well, if not better. And then if it turns out well, then we'll continue it throughout the years and just make it a tradition.
If there's an FFA chapter around the country looking to start a project to give back to their local community, what would be some advice that you'd pass on to that FFA chapter?
Discover a need in your community first, and once you discover that need, try to think of ideas and brainstorm some ways that you could give back to your community and to that specific need that you find where you live.
Once again, FFA members from the Missinawa Valley MVCTC FFA chapter in the great state of Ohio explaining their new project, Meals on Wheels. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.